Welcome back to Season Sessions. We'll take you through all the butt news of the week, and we'll join with your host Adam
and your host Hanifa. And it's that fake week before Christmas.
Yes. Well, it'll be like
it'll be Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I hate when Christmas is on like
a Monday.
On a Monday.
Why?
It just feels wrong.
I think it's better because that's like when you feel like the bank holiday is supposed to be.
That's true.
The knock-on bank holidays feel wrong.
Oh, I love that.
They feel wrong. They feel like this, I don't feel like I've earned this one.
Do you think Americans get that?
They don't.
Oh.
Americans don't.
You don't have Boxing Day?
No, they just get Christmas Day. Oh. And they don't even get New Year's.
Oh.
But they have Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So there's
Black Friday's not a day off.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Thanksgiving is on a Thursday.
Oh, so you can go and do then all they the always shopping.
And then they get the Friday off as well.
Right.
So then that kind of balance. Actually, to be fair, I actually don't feel sorry for them because you get more bank holidays than we do in the UK.
Oh, do they?
I'm pretty sure, like between like 4th of July and
Labor Day.
President's days, and I don't know if that's a day off.
I don't think they're days off. Is it I not? Think they're just days where you dress
Martin
up.
Martin Luther King Day.
That's not a day off.
Juneteenth.
They're not days off. You're just saying days.
No.
It's like you say like Guy Fawkes Night is a
I
day
thought
off.
Companies have started to give Juneteenth off.
Just that one year.
Okay. Groundhog Day.
That's not a day.
Christopher Columbus Day. I think that's a day off.
Is it?
That's Veterans Day.
That's wild.
Well, they've only, yeah.
Well.
You know, like, I think if we had a Birth of a Nation Day, we would, but it's kind of hard to pinpoint. The UK was discovered.
Yeah.
America's just the baby country.
That is true.
If you're watching again, I don't look good again because I spent most of my morning at the clinic.
The free clinic?
No. Isn't every clinic a free clinic in this country?
There's just something funny about the free clinic.
No, because I've got like, I thought I was getting vitiligo and I freaked out this morning. I've got patches all over. I don't know what's going on.
Stress.
That's what I thought.
Number one cause of all problems is stress.
It's stress. So I woke up this morning, found a new patch.
Oh.
And it's like, over the past week, 4 patches have popped up.
How white?
Not like whitening, lighter. If I point them out, you'll see them. There's 2 on my face.
I can see one.
You see?
Yeah.
This is since Monday.
I had one of those actually.
Like,
I think it's stress.
I don't, yeah.
Because I had one on my cheek and it was, like, you know, like when grandmas have like those spots on their face.
Yeah.
I felt like that.
No, but Hanifa, look, this is light.
Well,
this is light.
This is the perfect time for me to talk about my shout out.
Look at my whole arm. So yes, I had to go to the clinic and they firstly, they were quite surprised because they were like, this doesn't tend to happen in adults. It happens in kids. Oh. It's not vitiligo. It's something long word, Albert. I don't realize. And of course, it's one of those things that it will either go away by itself or it won't.
Yeah.
No cause, no rhyme, no reason. I'm like, cool. One day I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be Michael Jackson.
Be light skin.
I'm going to be Imagine. Michael Jackson. And then I'm like, what's going to happen?
That'd be so funny.
I'm not also, like, it's been a stressful week for sure. Lead up to Christmas is always stressful.
It's been a stressful year.
Yeah, maybe this is everything in the year coming down.
Because the body
punching
knows.
Punching me in the face.
They know it's the end of the year.
Yeah, they're like, get it all out now. Maybe this is like the shedding of...
An old shedding skin.
Of, yeah. So maybe this, and then next year I'm going to be light skin.
Imagine. If you come on January 1st and you're light skin, would you expect people to say something?
I think people would be like, why is Adam been bleaching? Because I'm obviously not light skin, but it'd be like, why? And I feel like I would look really weird.
You'd have to say something. You have to put out a statement.
I would put out a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I would say, like, I'm not bleaching. I've never touched bleach in my life on purpose. There was one time I was using too much steroid cream and my skin was getting a lot blacker. But like, I would put out a statement. Yeah.
Well, speaking of skin, do you know what you could use?
Black girl skin cream.
No, my shout out. Hugh, made by Hanny, friend of the show. She's a doctor. She's been working on her skincare brand for a while. It's called Hue at Made for Hue. Mm-hmm. And they did their first drop last week. But they've got like the result, like, because they've been testing and testing and testing on like dark skin colors and like different skin things. You know, like things that we have.
Like skin, Hanifa?
No, like hyperpigmentation, acne scars, like different things that, like different, you know, different ailments, what have you. So they're really well tested. And the pictures are just gorgeous. Like all the models are really hot. And they've got nice skin.
Well, yeah, it would be stupid to hire models with bad skin.
That is true. But yeah, the design's beautiful as well.
But you haven't tried it.
No, but I'm going to get it. I need to...
Is it been reviewed or is this just now just launched?
It's been reviewed. It's like five days old. It's just launched.
That's not a review, Hanifa. That's not been reviewed.
Oh, it's been reviewed? Wait, what do you mean? Oh.
Sorry,
what was that? What actually was that?
I have no idea what that was. I think it was like somebody's speaker.
It sounds like we're in a tank.
Something weird is happening. This is it.
So pause for technical difficulties.
This is where we all die.
No, what do you mean has it been reviewed?
Oh, I meant
like peer reviewed.
Yeah, peer reviewed.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's legit.
No, I didn't mean that it wasn't legit. I mean like have people tried it.
But no, I have.
That's what I'm saying. If it's been out for 5 days, I need the...
No, well, they, I'm going to try it because it says it works in as little as 2 weeks. So I'll try it and see.
Okay. Okay, cool. Because that's how people jumped onto Fenty Skin a bit too quick and a lot of people had a bad reaction. I need it to be out for like 3 months before I
dive never in. Have a bad reaction to skincare. Either just does nothing or does something.
I get like emulsion rashes.
Yeah, the little...
So like, yeah, so I'd rather not have that. And then, you know... The more I learn about my skin barrier, things like that. However, I trust that she talks about that a lot on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
and
I
she's
feel
a doctor.
Like she won't do that. Yeah, well, so is Dr. Phil. But no shame.
No, that's so rude to Dr. Hanny. Dr. Hanny is an NHS hardworking, real qualified doctor.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, many doctors have ripped me off before. But all I'm saying is, I will wait for the reviews.
Yeah, you've got to wait.
I will wait for peer reviews, and then I'll dive in.
Yeah.
I can't be a test dummy. Like, that's what I'm saying. No shade to Dr. Phil as well.
Just a bit of shade.
You know, he's still a...
I don't think he's a real doctor.
You could be a doctor. I didn't think he was a medical doctor.
I don't think he's a doctor of anything.
No, I think he
I
must
think
be.
He was on Oprah's show.
And then he became Dr. Phil.
Yeah, like he was... You know when they have like a little red consultant, like there's Dr. Phil in the corner with the little...
But I feel like...
Report.
Isn't that fraud? Isn't that you? I think he must have a doctor. He must have a doctorate in something.
No, what about Dr. Dre? You can call yourself doctor if you're not a doctor.
No, but he's like giving out like Dr. Dre was never giving out advice. He's like giving out advice. Also, I think Dr. Dre is a doctor now.
Doctor, like a doctorate.
Yeah. So you can slap it on there if you want.
Dr. Phil. Okay, fine.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
He holds a doctorate in clinical psychology, but he hasn't renewed his license since 2006.
That doesn't stop you from being a doctor.
No, because they update psychology.
Yeah, but he's not a therapist, is he? So I still got it, but he's not, you know, I guess. I had 2 shout outs, but I've forgotten one. It might come back to me. Wait, who is my second shout out? Anyway, my first shout out is Off-Piste Ski, which is a black ski. I wanted to call it a network, but that doesn't make any sense. No, like a
group,
like an organization, because I was thinking about. I love to ski. I love skiing. I hate skiers. So I don't like the crowd of skiing, but I love to ski. And I was thinking, like, I'm getting a bit more, I don't know if it's called radicalized, but I'm getting a bit more pissed off when you walk into a space that's like jam packed full of white people and people are looking at you like, why are you here? And you get that a lot with skiing. I don't know how many times I've been skiing. But, like, I've been skiing enough to know that when you walk into, like, just a... Even if you're just going on the slopes or even if you're just queuing for the fucking ski lift, people treat you like shit if you're not white. Yeah. Do you know what? I really... And I'm starting to notice it a bit more, but Steph said it happens to him as well sometimes, but I think he's just a bit oblivious. But I'm starting to notice a bit more, like, you know when you're on the street, yeah? And you're just like, you have right of way, but then like five white people will just bump into you for no reason.
Oh, you taught me about this.
And I'm like, and now I'm, and you see it more, like, you will have right of way of a door.
Yeah.
But then they'll just like be like, boo, boo, boo. Oh, I'm like, and then I'm like, am I, and then sometimes you're like, am I invisible?
It's always men.
It is always men. Sometimes women, but no, but it's more men.
I make a point of like, but like, if you're going to get in my way, you're going to bump into me.
But I used to have that, like, even last, I went skiing in March, and you know, like, okay, I've come down the slope now, and you're queuing to get into the freaking ski lift. Why are you, like, I'm next to go onto the thing. Somebody's gone, am I stood here? Am I yam?
Rude. That is very
am
rude.
I yam? It's so rude. I'm like, and that happens a lot. Or you'll just get like, kind of like pushed aside on the slope, even though I'm fully covered, but you can definitely tell that there's a black person here. But like, you will just get like pushed aside, or like you're queuing for on your little flicking après-ski. And they're like, because they don't believe that you should even be there at all, then it's like you get treated like shit.
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden the police is at my door. Like, as in, like, not at my door, but I mean, like, they're like, what? There's always like police
waiting
around
for you to cause trouble.
Yeah, and they're just staring at you. I'm like, okay, but it's just skiing. Yeah, you know? Deep. It's people standing on planks of wood going down some snow.
Yeah,
but why is it branded as a white activity? And even, and yes, maybe more white people do it, and obviously it's cold, so you guys are more natural to those.
I don't think that. Is that a thing?
Yeah, in colder places, there's more white people.
Yeah, but are they more adapted to the cold?
Not adapted. Oh, I mean, right. Like, it's just that it's more common for you guys to be skiing.
But and it's very
expensive.
Then why
do you want to ostracize? Yeah, also
so it's not
going
to be very diverse.
Yeah, but there's also, like, it's so expensive
that it's not
nobody's just here for the jollies.
But also, if you do go skiing, it's not like no one's going to be like, oh, I'm just going to nip over to the slopes. You have to have the equipment, the clothes.
Yeah.
So it's an investment for life.
Exactly.
Like, you're not, you don't just go skiing on a whim, which is why this like group is good.
Yeah.
Because they actually, like, it's like a support system. So you know, like, what to bring.
I've never
whatever.
Been skiing with other black people. I don't even know how it would be. To be honest, I've never been skiing and seen another black person. Like, it's truly, you're just on your own fully. And you're like, actually, no, I lie. The guy that I rented my skis from last time was black. And he was like,
Oh, nice to see another one.
Nice to see you here. But then I never saw him again on the slope. So I didn't know if he just worked there or if he was also skiing. But yeah, it's like, and that's why I'm like, I was thinking, like, with the next year, we're going to be really old. 30.
I'm not saying, I've reached an age where I don't say my age, by the way. So you need to stop saying your age. Stop saying that we're the same age.
But next year, I'm like, I thought that with age will come, like, maybe calmness. Or, like, if it's calmness or acceptance, do you get what I mean?
I feel calm.
But I feel that, I feel like, for some reason, I'm getting, like, angrier with how things are set up.
Oh, I mean, you have to
I think,
to
like, it's like...
Yeah, no, that's... You just have to relax into it.
I think... No, but I feel like I already did that.
The world is shit.
I think I did that. Now I'm past that point.
You need to go out
protesting
more.
I'm now back in, like, radicalized.
You need to protest more. Boycott.
That's not going to do anything for
exactly
me.
Exactly. Well, you're not going to do anything. Nothing's going to be done about it.
No, as in, that's not going to do anything for me personally. Like, I can protest and boycott, but that's not going to satisfy what I need.
We need the world to change.
Which is a bit of violence.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm going to, maybe on...
The world needs to change in a dramatic way.
It needs to change quickly as
well. It needs to change very quickly. By the end of the next calendar year.
Yeah. No,
things better be very different.
It will be very different. We have another election.
See?
We have another election. We have two elections.
Oh, should we do our predictions for next year?
Well... Trump is no longer allowed to run for president. Presidential, sorry. So, I don't know if that means that Biden's just going to win it.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not tapped into American politics, and I don't wish to be.
Well, I think that... Actually, here's a few things, I think. I think Biden will get another presidency if he's not already dead. because he is croaking. I think that for the UK elections, it would be the smallest turnout we've ever had because of the state of the country.
And the options that we have.
And the lack of options that we have. However,
the Tories will win.
I'm not optimistic. I think the Tories will still win again because all we know is pain.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing that might happen is the Jeffrey Epstein names are coming out on January 1st. And I think that... And I don't want anyone to come for me. I think that one of our faves, his husband, is going to be on that list.
I think a lot of people are going to be on that
list. No, but I think one of our faves, his husband, is going to be on that list, which might just split up this whole community once for all. I think it's going to divide. It's going to put a massive axe.
Well, that won't surprise me. And it won't.
The black community.
It won't. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It won't surprise me.
Especially because there will be no action. But 170 names is a lot.
Yeah.
Some people's whole year is going to be ruined. January 1st.
Like they're waiting for the drop.
I reckon if you think that, if you have like a rich political relative that right now that is acting like they're on their last, like basically giving last will and testament. Yeah. If they've randomly just floated, oh, here's 20K, hold this for me. Just know that their life is about to be ruined.
Do you think they know?
I think, yeah, I reckon when they sealed the documents and then Jeffrey Epstein died and then they were like, oh, they've got away scot-free. I think you know what levels you are on it. And there might be some people that they're like quite lower level and be like, they'll never touch me. But then there's people that were like, hearing about, what's her name?
There's a silent S in there.
Yeah, her and Jeffrey. And then there must have been, you know, who's there?
Different facets.
There must be an assistance. There's teams, all that kind of stuff, apart from the actual big names. And I think that if I was even an assistant, even an intern, to be honest, and then they said the names are going to come out, I'm sweating buckets right now.
Well, you know, you made your bed.
Just be, they'll be praying that there'll be one giant name that will take all the attention.
Yeah.
Because you reckon, does that mean Prince Andrew's name will come out? Officially.
I don't know.
Because has this thing even gone to trial? Did that happen? This year's been
They settled out of court.
Right, okay, cool.
This year, was that this year?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This year's been long.
This year, do you know what do we need to leave behind in 2023?
Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that could, Jada and Will.
They're still.
I want to see more of Timmy and Kylie.
They're going to be, no.
I want to see.
They're done.
What?
They're done.
She's been calling him her boyfriend.
No, they're finished. Oh. They're finished.
Okay.
They're done.
Okay. What else? Who else is out there?
I don't even know what I want to leave alone. I want
everyone to just accept, like, sometimes 50% is better than 0%. And that's the energy that we should have moving forward.
No, do you know what I want? I want the conversations. I want some certain conversations to stop. I want the Black American, African American diaspora conversations to finish.
Yeah.
We've done it to death. There is nothing more to learn. And if you haven't learned, that's on you. Because I saw somebody tweet even today. It was like, people need to realize that white equals white, Asian equals white, Latino equals white, African equals white, Caribbean equals white, Black American equals black. Is everybody dumb? Like,
you can't just say anything.
I was like, what? That doesn't even make sense. But like, I feel like some people are so trapped in this mindset. If you want to be hurt your whole life,
do you know what I think it is? I think we need to, you know how like in South Africa there's ethnic group called colored people.
Yeah.
Black Americans who identify like that should have, they're calling it black, but they mean African American. Like it's that's their ethnic group.
No.
No?
No.
What
some
are they saying?
Black Americans don't like to be called African American,
so they're
not African American.
Okay, but they are. What's their ethnicity?
They're Black American.
That's not an ethnicity.
They've claimed Black.
But that's
America.
Not an ethnicity.
They've claimed Black.
No. But that's not an ethnic group.
I know, Anifa. I know that.
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you what they're saying their ethnicity is. Like, don't look for logic in what I'm saying. I'm telling you.
But that's like me saying my ethnicity is brown.
Yeah, because they're saying, look, okay. And this is why I'm getting tired of this conversation. So they don't want to claim African-American because they're like, they don't have any affiliation with Africa. So don't put Africa on my
But their genes would have something to say about
no,
that.
No, yep. They're not claiming that, Hanif. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they say, so that's what I'm saying. Because of the history of the slave trade,
yeah,
there is a mixture. So it's genetically, the people are different.
You know that
mixture.
You know, there's also the mixture of the Black Americans that are disputing them ever coming over on the slave trade and said that Black people were always here.
Oh.
So this is when I said don't look for logic in this argument. So there's people that believe there were Black people in the US and that the slave trade may have happened, but not to the extent, but to make sure that every Black person for the rest of their life is trapped, and so they don't believe that they own any, have ownership on the country.
Well, just say you hate Africa, said, keep going.
They've said that they've said that the slave trade was exaggerated to believe that all Black people came from this. And that's when they start going, where are the ships? Where are the That's when they start going, where are the slave ships? And then they're like, because it never existed.
Do you know, denial and like self-ingrained hate in this is too much for me to unpack.
Well, yeah, because it also comes in like when people are like, do you know what? There's a lot in it. There's so, but anyway, these are the conversations I need to stop.
Yeah, they need to stop.
I need to also stop, and this is going to be really targeted at Americans and no shade, but if you've traveled to a place within Africa, what place did you travel to?
Oh, yeah.
I really do hate like, stop saying, hi, I'm in Africa. Where? Where did you travel to? What did your flight say? Are you in Congo? Are you in Nigeria? Are you in Ghana? Are you in South Africa?
Just Africa.
That you are in a country. That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's like, I think the diaspora debate needs to end. And it also needs to end in the UK. The conflict between those at home and those here is the conversations that get a bit too much. And like, I saw Jason tweet something about the way that people talk to people that have never been back to their home countries.
Yeah.
I was like, why do people care?
Do you know what? That's what
I want
to leave.
Expensive,
that's what I want to leave in 2023. Being in other people's business. Like, if you don't like somebody doing something or if it shocks you, you can be like, oh, interested. But like, why do you care so much? Like, you don't need to actually have somebody live the same way as you do. If someone doesn't want to go to their home country for whatever reason, who is it to you to ask?
The thing is, it's not that nobody doesn't want to go to their
home
country.
No, but there's so many reasons.
It's too expensive. It's so expensive. I can travel to so many places for cheaper than I could go to Nigeria.
And is that a holiday? Like, it's a trip.
That's also it. There's a dip. Going back to Nigeria, if you're not there every year, and you guys that are there every year, bully for you. At this point, I believe you're doing fraud because I can't afford that. But like, if you're not there every year and you have to go and then see so much family, there's no holiday in that anymore. I've seen like 100 people since I've been there.
Exactly.
Or I can just go to Santorini for a fraction of the flight and have a nice relaxing time.
Exactly.
Like, it's all slavery inclusive in this country. I actually want to go away and enjoy my life.
Yeah, that's what I want everyone to be real in 2024.
Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe just be a little bit more empathetic. I think everybody has like a bit of a strong head.
And I don't know. I think I'm quite empathetic.
No, I mean, like, I think people are too, they're too, I understand talking on other people's situations, but try to see it from a different point of view other than your own. At least be a little bit empathetic before you run your mouth. But like, a lot of people, they kind of jump in head first with no brain inside. And then
I think you've got to assess the situation. If you've got an opinion, you've got to assess it first to see if your opinion is needed.
Yeah.
And then jump in.
Yeah. I just remembered my second shout out.
Oh, cool.
My second shout out was Coleman Domingo.
Oh.
Because he's receiving like a one of the Lifetime Achievement Awards, but the new one that's going to happen for London Critics Awards.
Oh, that's cool.
It's the Derek Malcolm Award. And I did want to shout out Coleman Domingo because I just feel like, even though it's great that he's getting like this Lifetime Achievement type award, he really isn't respected enough, in my opinion. He does a lot. He's an openly gay black man.
Is he gay?
Yeah, he's married.
Okay, I don't know anything about his personal life.
Yeah, he's an openly gay black man. That's a brilliant actor. A sensational actor, actually. He's 54. Mm-hmm. Looks phenomenal. And Rustin was a really fucking great film.
Yeah.
But I think he's better in The Color Purple. But like, I think that he needs to be getting more roles, more credit.
He needs to be more out there.
He is out there. I think there is the whole, you know, leading male roles, being openly queer discussion.
Yeah.
And I think once people get over themselves and move past that, you'll actually have...
It's really not an issue.
It really isn't. I was saying to Steph, like, this year has been a really great year for queer cinema, but it's been one type of queer cinema. There's, like, I think of all... A majority of the awards circle films are surrounding queer love stories, but they're all white.
Yeah.
Bar Rustin. Rustin, at least, is black. But they're also men. So there are leaps and bounds to go. But I think if people... I think this awards circuit will let us know.
You'll open the doors, I think.
Well, this is it. It will either open the doors or will let us know...
To close that door.
Because look, there's certain roles that should get the award blanket. If you don't give them that award, I'm going to say it's because of some other reason. And you're telling people why they shouldn't do queer stories. If you're not going to accept the white male queer story, you're not going to accept any other story. The same reason why Bottoms didn't get a full push. Yeah. Like all the same. Rustin, to be honest, didn't get a big push as well. It should have had the cinema circuit. Maestro should have also had a longer cinema circuit.
Is it not out now still?
It just did like a 2-week run and then it's straight on to
Netflix. What is with films doing these really short runs?
So I think when it's a... And this is where the issues are coming in with all the mergers. When it's a streamer's film, then obviously they want it on the streamer, but they're going to do a limited cinema run. So like Saltburn is a Amazon Prime film because Amazon bought MGM.
Right.
So Saltburn is an Amazon Prime film.
That makes sense.
So then they did a little short run straight on. The only reason why Barbie isn't on, because Barbie...
It is on now.
It is now, but it had a way longer circuit. The same with Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
But like Maestro is a Netflix film.
Netflix puts their films out too quickly.
They just throw that shit out like straight away. Killers of Flower Moon is Apple TV. Yeah. So like... It has a short run and then it bounces back onto, which is again is why we're losing stuff, because Maestro has to be enjoyed in the cinema. It's such a musical piece that you should be having it with like
surround sound,
everything. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that was my rant of the day.
No, should we do one some of many? News? We've got who have we got up first?
Jonathan Majors. We can do.
Yes.
The only reason, to be honest, there's not too much that we can say on this, but the only reason that we couldn't still speak on it before is because it was an ongoing case. Yeah. It was an active case. But Jonathan Majors has finally been found guilty.
Yep.
For one count of harassment and one count of assault.
Yep.
We all saw it coming, not surprised.
Yeah, this is not news.
No, it would have been more shocking if he got away with it. Yeah. It would have actually been quite shocking. There was too much evidence against him. But instead of talking about him, I hope Megan Good... I don't know what's going on with you.
How much is she being paid? How much is she being paid for this?
Okay, but here's the thing. If you wanted a woman by your side, a black woman also, so he could get the black vote.
Yeah.
His Coretta King. But if you wanted a woman by your side, would it be Megan Good that you pay? Has she got that kind of gravitas to make it seem like you're an innocent man?
I feel like she's the only person who would agree to do it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I was like... If it's paid, if it's not paid...
Maybe she loves him. I don't know.
Loves him for... I can't imagine how embarrassing it must be to go to your partner's trial for domestic abuse
and not be, do you not have fear? You're what makes you think hand. You're any different to that other woman?
Yeah
Like, there is no difference between you and the previous victim.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not specially exempt from anything.
Exactly.
Like, it wasn't a... yeah, no, it's a red flag.
It's more than that. The flag's out the window. It's right in your face. And she was, like, holding his hand after... maybe I can understand that. I don't know. He's a decent actor, so maybe he acted as if these are all lies, there's no proof on it, blah, blah, blah. Even though we were all seeing it in real time. He had convinced her that it was bullshit.
Mm.
But after the verdict now, you're walking out hands but held.
He's he's like convinced her that it's, you know, like, be like, oh, the jury were manipulated, I'm right. You know, like that
but
kind
there
of
was
twist.
Video.
There's always ways to twist things.
There was
because
video.
there was she said that she, after the attack, she had got help from people on the side of the corner. His lawyer had said she ran off dancing after the attack.
And then the video that we saw, they were doing a 50-mile sprint.
Yeah.
So what's the truth?
So it's like, you can spin anything anyway.
I guess for sure. I don't know.
People that stand by... It's one thing to stand by your man, but it's another thing to get with this man after...
Yeah, it's like, yeah, if they were together and then the accusation came out,
yeah,
then you'd be like, oh yeah, well, she's, you
well
know.
No, I was still side at it, but
no,
yeah.
Yeah, obviously I can't imagine if somebody was
like imagine them meeting and introduce that this is my friend Jonathan, he's on trial.
Exactly. How'd you do that? How can you? Yeah, you I don't get it.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. It's a mess. But you know, do you? I hope she's getting... I hope she's getting paid. Because you look really dumb.
But how's she getting paid? He's not a job.
Yeah, true. It's not... And I also kind of feel sorry for, before everything came out, he had a film called Magazine Dreams that was meant to come out that I was super excited for. It's just, it's peak that one person can ruin... Like, imagine that was, somebody's first film.
Yeah.
And now...
Because you didn't know how to behave, you've ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, now it's sat on my hard drive. I haven't got my credits.
Yeah, there's probably loads of stuff
I'd probably just leak it, to be honest. Just leaked it. You think I'm going to work on a film for 3 months and it's not going to go out because the lead decided to fuck about?
Exactly.
And also, it's actually also well, not to make this a race thing, but everything always is. And I don't support the film coming out, but it's funny that Alec Baldwin's film's still going to come out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Somebody died on set.
That is wild.
That's still going to come out. They finished it. They're still going to put it out. But one of
this
will be
shelved. What's her family got to say about that?
I have no idea.
Oh, I don't like that.
Do you get what I mean? It's I need one rule for all. Because then that's when you make it a race thing and then people make it seem like you're defending Jonathan Majors. But really, I'm not defending Jonathan Majors. I'm advocating for Alec Baldwin's film to also be pulled.
I wouldn't advocate for anything of these things. But I think it's more appropriate for Jonathan Majors' film to come out than Alec Baldwin's film to come out. Given that somebody died on set of the Alec Baldwin film.
Yeah.
That's actually a
because
directly related. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so unsafe. And you're putting that out as what example of how they make films.
Exactly. But this is where it always becomes a race thing and it makes it seem like you're defending abusers, but then Ezra Miller's film came out.
Yeah, but didn't want to see it.
It made more money than the Marvels.
Really? Wow, people really
hate
women.
I think it made more fun. People really hate women. However, I think that people do hate women because with the Marvels, it was written as a flop in comparison, but Wonka has made less money than the Marvels and Wonka's been written as a win.
It's perspective.
You've got to look at the money. It's because you hate women. You said that was a flop, but Wonka has made
Are they judging it based on other Marvels though?
Yeah, but also in other Marvels, it's not even the lowest rated.
Mm.
The Eternals.
Eternals
that was bullshit.
Bad.
That was really fucking bad.
Yeah.
That was really fucking
bad. That was
bad.
Because The Marvels, I didn't love the Marvels, but it was fun bad.
Like, yeah, at least it was fun. And the point was that it was supposed to be fun. Yeah. The Eternals, I was like, I want to leave.
Yeah.
that was really shit. Walk out the cinema. And I think that the other Secret Invasion, the show is rated worse than that, and that wasn't good as well. The CGI was like, anyway, you know,
that's that on
Johnny.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'll become a farmer or something.
I don't know, because what can you do after something like that happens? You can't work.
You can.
No one's gonna employ you.
No, you have to set up your own business. Be a silent investor. People still take money from you.
Yeah, true.
Like, yeah, I'm sure, honestly, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah.
unless he goes to jail.
Yeah.
And that verdict is in February.
So we shall see.
We'll see. What else did we have on the agenda? I've completely forgotten.
Manier Devoir.
Okay, so.
So come, international folks, gather round.
Gather round for what is. So, Manier Devoir. Is a Manchester brand. So those that are from Manchester, you know about it deep, because Rhys Wabara has never shut up a day in his life. So, like, if you're from Manchester, you know about this brand.
Give a little overview of what the brand is and who Rhys is.
So it's a clothing brand that I want to say I feel like they started when I was working in fashion. So I'm going to say it's like 10 years
Yeah,
old.
Like the 10s.
Yeah, like so around that time. And that, like, think of like what Fear of God was around that time. That's what they were like. The clothes, they look all right, whatever. It's nothing, there's actually nothing special to do it. But anyway, Rhys Wabara is an ex-footballer who started the brand. He's mixed race, exclusively dates white women. Don't think I've ever seen him with another black person in his life. But he has always got a chip in his shoulder, because if you know the other brand, Cortez, or however you pronounce it.
Yeah, Cortez.
They've low-key been around about the same time, but Cortez is like for the culture, so has more hype. Like, they've had they have a Supreme collab drop today.
Mm-hmm.
And even I was like, I want that. Do I wear Supreme? No. But like, I wanted that t-shirt. So, but they have more hype and they have more build. But yeah, Rhys and Manier Devoir, I don't even think I'm saying that right. They've opened a flagship store on Oxford Circus in Oxford Street, which I don't know how to describe it if you're international, but it's
like the shopping capital of the.
Yeah. And capital. It's, I think that's the old Urban Outfitters store.
Yeah.
So, I'm not a business person. That's a mistake. But basically, he tweeted that is the first black owned store on Oxford Street and nobody's given him any hype.
We said no influencers, no write-ups, no nothing.
And he's basically like saying the black community only wants to support a certain type of black.
Meanwhile, you cut to Manier Devoir's Instagram page. You're going to be scrolling for an awfully long time if you want to see one black person, one even brown, like a hint of melanin. Like, all the models are white. Like, there's nothing. And also, it's one thing because people want to invest in black-owned business, but they also want the stuff to be good and unique. So I think that's why, like, black-owned businesses, the ones that stick, that stay popular, like, stay popular because their product is actually good. Not saying that their product isn't good.
Yeah.
But if you don't know a brand is black owned in the first place, how are you going to even try it out to see if you like the brand?
No, but that's it. People came at him saying, like, this is literally the only time that you have said that this brand is black owned, because a lot of people didn't know that he was the face behind the brand.
Yeah.
So you can't use black owned to complain that black people aren't supporting you when you never say that. No influencers, okay.
Have you got a PR?
Did you message? Person. Well, apparently he reached out to PRs and didn't want to pay them. So you reached out to black-owned PRs companies, didn't want to pay them, are complaining that there was no PR, no influencers, no shout-outs. Did you send your business to anybody to shout it out?
Do you think that's free? Do you think influencers just show up at events because
exactly.
they're events?
You're not even doing the basic thing of sending influencers free clothes like everybody else does.
Everything is transactional.
Exactly. But like, anyway.
People aren't just buying stuff. They're not just like buying random things off the street and they're like, oh, black man, I'll buy that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you've got to have some visibility.
But like for a good 5 hours, Black Twitter collected him.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said something like, hook, line and sinker, black rage always wins or some shit like that. And I was like,
wins? No one, there's not customers.
Basically, so he thinks that we have obviously now made the name trend. which will then translate into sales. That isn't how Black Rage works, especially for a Black owned company.
Yeah.
You have a giant, that store is not small. You will be there for 3 months. That will become an American Candy store in three months. You will cough in 5 days. Your company will start coughing.
Like
it's not gonna...
Times are tough.
It doesn't work. You can't just like trigger the whole community and then believe that they'll... Like, so do you think that we'd scream about it and then be like, oh, actually, I like that top, I'll order it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's how it works? Or are you just wanting the name to trend because you want to attract a white audience? So the white audience will just see that the name is trending and then not know why it's trending, and then they will tap in. Is that the tactic that you have gone for?
I don't think any tactics was gone.
He thinks he said that was... He's
trying to save face.
Well, that's what I thought.
I think that's like... That's classic, like something went the way that you thought it would go. No, you did something, you thought it would go one way, and then it goes a completely other way. And then you have to save yourself by being like, yeah, this is good. This is how I wanted it.
Oh, wait, he said something.
What?
He's stepping down. I think his board voted him out.
But you know what? It wasn't a good business decision.
This might be trolling because he's also a troll.
Yeah.
He just tweeted.
Oh, this is live.
This is live and direct. After a meeting this afternoon with the board, regarding the comments I made via social media, I will be stepping down as CEO to focus on my personal ventures. Thank you for all your support in the last 10 years. His own board have voted him out.
Yeah, because it's bad. Because people just want to buy good products, right? You don't want to be berated, whether you're black or white. Like, being like, you're black, you need to support this business, isn't going to make people want to support a business.
No.
That's going to also alienate other people who are like, why are you targeting this group of people? If you wanted to have support from black people, you should have included black people in your business plan.
Yes.
And had black models.
Yes.
Because there's a ton of non-black owned businesses doing that. And they're getting customers who are black.
Exactly. I think
it's so easy.
Like, you've been running for 10 years and you're a fashion label. Is it a flex to not have any influence? Have you even sent it to any musicians? What, like, do you get what I mean? Like, are you even, because Courtiers has, you have Skepta, Dave.
Yeah, because they've got teams, marketing teams.
Throwing the stuff to them.
Yeah.
That's how you promote. I don't know. Well, it seems like he's out. You know?
Yeah, that probably hurt them.
That's like...
People come into the store to laugh while they're doing their Christmas shopping.
I would have gone in to laugh. I would have been... Because I did see that... I did see when it was getting built and I was like, I'm really surprised that you're here. At least you haven't even done like a pop-up.
Yeah.
Before you do a pop-up, you don't do a giant... An old Urban Outfitters. If Urban Outfitters couldn't afford to stay there, why do you think you can afford to stay there? Your turnover is not that high. But, you know, come see, come sir.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Life has wrapped you up. What else is on the agenda?
Do you want to do Taraji? Then we'll do the Am I the Arsehole?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Taraji P. Henson, I don't know who she was getting interviewed by, I can't remember, but was basically speaking yesterday, or the clip came out yesterday, sorry, about her lack of pay in her career, but also with what's going on with The Color Purple. So I think she said, I can read it right now, I've got it up. She said she's just tired of working so hard, being gracious at what I do and getting a fraction of the cost, which, you know.
Mm-hmm. Taylor's old as time.
Yeah, like it's, and I saw, so essentially, she was basically breaking it down that I think for the actors, you basically 50% of your stuff goes to tax, and then you have to pay your own team.
Yeah,
for black actors especially, I think even when you see them go on these press tours, which you do think that if I was in a film and you want me to do a press tour, and I'm going to assume you want me to look good for my press tour, I would assume that the studio would pay for that.
Yeah, you would think.
Why am I paying for my own makeup artist? Why am I paying for my own hair person? Why am I paying for that?
That is weird.
Why is that in my fee? You guys should pay for that. Or I just don't do it. Or I can sit in my pajamas. I really don't care.
That's probably, there's a clause for that.
But a lot of the money
goes to agents.
30% goes to your agency. Yeah,
publicist.
Yeah.
If you don't want to sort through all your DMs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's obviously everything is relative, but like a lot, it's not just, I think the point is like that she's not just sitting with that big check. That is split off into many different portions.
I think also that So there's been a few prongs of the conversation. I saw Kiki Palmer was also like, the reason why people say that Kiki always has a job is because she has to have a job, because nobody's paying her enough to have one big role, and then it kind of sustains for the rest of the year. Yeah. She needs to be booked and busy because she needs the money, and she's a mom now. But I saw another side of the conversation where people were like, Taraji shouldn't have said this now before The Color Purple comes out, because the main producer of The Color Purple is Oprah, the billionaire. Mm. So it makes it look like Oprah has scammed Taraji. But on the flip, I think that I no longer believe in protecting other people's embarrassment just because they're black. Oprah, you do have the money to pay more. I know that there's obviously different prongs of studio investment, but I think if we're doing a film like The Color Purple, which was huge when it first came out and it's huge again now, and people are still talking about the disparities of pay.
Yeah, well, it comes to like telling black stories, and people be like, oh, well, if they make less money than other films. Yeah. But The Color Purple is a huge story.
It's, yeah.
And it's like it's a big event. There's like, the money should have been pumped into it.
But it's just one of those like, and it disheartens me. And this is also what's contributing to my rage. But if you, we watched Renaissance, the film, Beyonce said she wasn't being listened to.
No, I didn't watch it.
And she was also like,
who didn't listen to her?
She wanted to get certain cameras for the staging, and the production were like, yeah, they don't exist, we're not going to get those. And she was like, well, I googled it and they do exist, so what's what?
She was interested, like, to know that she uses Google.
No, but was she going to use Bing?
I don't know.
No, but it's
just
like,
don't really picture her using getting on Google.
But it's like, she also spoke on, like, still to this day, her name is Beyonce. She doesn't get listened to. White men will look at her like,
well, yeah,
she doesn't really know anything. Taraji isn't getting paid enough. Like, none of the Color Purple cast are getting paid enough. Meanwhile, your film is a Warner Brothers film, bankrolled by Oprah and Steven Spielberg and the rest of them. They're not getting paid enough. How am I supposed to feel as a person where it's like, why do these people that are so high up are still talking about having to work twice as hard? It feels like there's never going to be an end point myself where I don't have to consistently work twice as hard and get fucking nothing in return. Yeah. I'm like, this is where the rage comes in.
Black rage.
I'm
black,
tired.
Black female rage.
Yeah, honestly, like, this is where it's like, it's too much.
You just have to.
I work day and night.
You just have to just accept and just go to bed. Honestly, when it gets too much, just go to bed.
I sleep a lot, to be honest. And I'm sleeping a lot because it's getting too much.
Okay, I've got this Am I the Asshole?
Go on.
And I want to know what you think.
Is it contributing to black rage?
Oh, no. Not in the slightest. I, 25 male, have been dating my girlfriend, 24 female, for almost a year now. Before we became official, we were friends for at least 4 years. Other than my girlfriend, my second most important person in my life is my best friend. We've been best friends for more than a decade, and she's been there for me at my lowest
point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I literally would not have survived this long without her. Our relationship is purely platonic. She isn't the stereotype girl best friend either. She's just my best friend who just so happens to be female. She respects boundaries, and I like to believe that she genuinely sees me as a friend and vice versa.
You're speaking really quickly.
I'm sorry. We've been each other's support systems for a long time and even trust each other more than our own parents. Recently, my girlfriend asked me if she thinks she's prettier / more attractive than my best friend. For context, my best friend is a successful fashion model / influencer. She looks like your typical model / influencer, tall, slender, clear skin. While my girlfriend is honestly short, quite chubby, and has a lot of acne. I love my girlfriend.
He hates her.
I really do. She has social anxiety, and that sometimes goes for long periods of time without contacting me, but I've never once felt any doubt or temptation to cheat or find somebody else. I accept and love her as she is. When she asked that question, I answered, yes, I believe my best friend is prettier, more attractive than her. I mean, come on, my girlfriend is a normal girl, and my best friend literally gets paid to receive lots of free stuff solely for her looks. She got offended and started crying. She hasn't talked to me in a while either. I don't understand why she's acting that way. I mean, the answer was obvious, but it doesn't make me love her any less. I clearly chose to date her instead of the other woman. Oh, instead of other women, not the girl. best friend. I accept her as a whole package. I told my best friend the answer and she slapped me. Now she's on my ass to make it right. Was I expected to very blatantly lie to my girlfriend? Would it have been worse if I wasn't honest? Anyone with eyes could clearly see who the more attractive one is. Wouldn't it be a slap to her to just lie to her face? I don't get why I have to be the bad guy in the situation. Just as an update as well. I was able to talk to her.
No, don't do the update. Okay.
It's a bit wild.
Well,
don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Exactly that. That's so,
ask stupid questions.
Don't ask dumb questions. That's so, like...
Why would you put him in a position? I feel sorry for him. He's a bit the asshole, but it's not his fault.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. If this is where, you know, self-awareness always comes in. Maybe she didn't think that she wasn't as attractive as her.
But you got to look at the materials. She's getting paid.
That's why I said this is where self-awareness comes in. People don't see themselves for what they actually are. Like...
But normally it's the other way. People think they're worse looking than they are.
Yeah, I guess to a degree. So yeah, like... So why would you ask that question? I think it's one of those, like, sometimes you ask a question and you want, like, to start a small fight and now you've taken it overboard. Mm. You've asked the wrong question.
Or maybe she wanted to accuse him of lying, like, if he said no.
But that's it. So
that's
a
small fight.
But he wasn't going to win. It depends on, like, how he said it. And I don't think he's going to have said it the way
I don't know. He would have said it. It's quite a thoughtful message.
He called her chubby and acne-filled. I'm sorry. Didn't need to do that. You don't like me. You don't. All he had needed to say was that my girlfriend looks like a normal girl. My best friend is a model. You came on this and called me chubby and acne filled.
That is true.
Because after I read that and I know it's about me, your head's on the plate. So that means that when I asked you, you said something worse. You said he must have laughed.
You would have to.
If I ask somebody, am I more attractive than this person, and you laugh?
No, but that's like me asking someone, am I more attractive than Rihanna, and then getting upset.
Well, to be honest,
like, don't ask, that's a question that you know the answer to already. Do you want to hear the update?
I reckon, what kind of model is she?
Instant influencer.
So she's not a model?
No, she's model level because...
She's not a model.
I don't think it matters.
You know, like, influencers call themselves models.
Yeah.
An influencer could be anybody. Influencers call themselves
she's
models.
She's model. No, he didn't say she's a model. He's model looking. She's an influencer.
To him.
No, and also to her millions of followers.
Hanifa, there's ugly people with millions of followers all the time.
Not his girlfriend.
No, but that's why I'm saying, look, okay, do you know what? It would be nice if there was pictures. Because some guys, I've seen... there's some girls that have millions of followers and objectively are attractive, but really they're very plain Jane looking.
Yeah.
She could just be
But no, but she falls. I think the difference is she falls into like the stereotypical standards of, no, and of society's standards of beauty.
To him. No. To that man.
Yeah. But we all.
He could have a skewed view of beauty. Many men do.
No, but he obviously doesn't because his girlfriend doesn't adhere to the stereotypical forms of beauty.
Because also some people just find people attractive because they're skinny. You've called your girlfriend fat.
Yeah, that's wild.
So she could just be skinny and she's not even attractive. So just because somebody's skinny and now you're saying that...
No, okay, do you want let me give you the update. I was able to talk to her. She apparently told other people about the situation and everybody, including her own mother, sides with me. She shouldn't have been asking me questions like when the answer was obvious. Look. She apologised for even asking the question in the first place. This is peak. Imagine having everybody in your life tell you you're unattractive.
I would become in.
That is wild.
That's crazy. And I would become suicidal. Or sidal. Homicidal or suicidal. I don't know which one would come over me, to be honest.
That is actually...
Everyone's calling me clapped.
I came to you crying. I was like, someone said that I was uglier than Rihanna. What would you say?
No, but this is it. That's different. Like, if somebody was crying, somebody said I was uglier than Rihanna. Yeah, I'm like, well, yeah. Like,
yeah, it's true.
But it's more that Rihanna's literally a 50 out of 10.
Yeah.
So there's the bar. But this girl,
But if the mother, if her own mother...
Her mum hates her. That's so peak. That's actually really peak. You wouldn't even answer that question.
Because the thing about beauty is it's in the eye of the beholder. So
not every time.
No. But like,
not every time.
He could have worded it.
So if your girlfriend is clearly clapped in your eyes, why are you with her?
Because she's not. She's just more clapped than the average.
You called her acne filled and chubby. That is something that you describe as a, when you're describing that person, you're saying that you didn't even say that she's beautiful to me.
Yeah, it's true.
You didn't even say anything about her beauty. You think she's clapped. Why are you there?
This is why you should always get with someone who you think is beautiful, because they're gonna do crazy shit anyway. Like,
call no, you ugly film. People deserve love as well.
Ugly people deserve, no, I'm saying, but it's all in the eye of the beholder.
But it's not in his eyes. He don't think she's
beauty,
cute.
The beholder, beauty is the best mate.
I want to know, no, you know, this is why it doesn't make any sense. So I'm thinking like, okay, so his best friend is model-esque. And then his girlfriend is a troll, clearly, in his eyes. I'm trying to think like, so if you as a man approached a troll and you thought that that's what you can get, you are also ugly, right? There's no way that he is going to be
people
steaming
date,
above.
But people date the people, like the level of dating where they date is how attractive they think they are.
So he's ugly because you're dating somebody that you've said is clapped.
But
so
I think that's an attitude of a lot of guys. I think a lot of guys have a bitterness because they're like, I deserve like Adriana Lima, but instead I'm working with Kat Slater. Like,
no shade to Kat Slater.
No, but like, they feel angry because they think they deserve like a really beautiful girl.
Wow, I feel really sorry for her. I would actually be really.
People
I'd be
all
around.
Crying. I'm glad that the best friend was like nice.
I guess to a degree. I think that means he must have asked you out before, so you should have really deaded that.
Yeah,
he's obviously in love with you. So that's the only reason why she asked. Yeah. That's the only reason why the girlfriend asked. Do you find this girl attractive? Yes or no? And then you went to go, yeah, she's way more attractive than
no,
me.
She didn't ask, do you find her attractive? That's a different question. She asked, am I more attractive? Am I better looking than her?
Ugh.
Why?
Why would you ask that? That's so pee. Oh, God, yeah. You have to, if you ask questions like that, you have to be ready for both sides of the
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, you have to be ready to be told.
And also, and if he said no, he would have been lying. So I really don't know what she wanted from him.
Yeah.
Well...
On that note, have a lovely...
I hope you have friends and family left. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, I was talking to the listeners.
Oh, sorry. I was talking to her because she doesn't have any friends. Because honestly, Hanifa, if I told you that, would we be friends anymore? No.
What? If you told me that what?
That you were ugly.
I know it's not true. I just think you're going through something.
No, but if you asked everyone and they were all like, yeah, you're not cute.
It depends because I only really care about certain people's opinions. If
no, but you've asked everyone, so you care about those people's opinions. You've went to go ask people to verify. So basically, if she's like, your mum has come and been like, yeah, you're not cute.
No, my mum would never.
I'm giving you her situation. I can't. Like, your mum has gone and said, yeah, you're not cute. What? Do I have family and friends left?
Looks aren't everything. You have to be low. You have to be loved for your personality and your mind and your soul.
Yeah, and I'll get to that point after 5 years of therapy, after my whole after my whole close circle told me that I was minging, and now I've now had to now watch my boyfriend or ex or whatever he is go and tell everybody that I'm acne-filled and chubby.
Oh, that's a bit peak.
What the fuck?
Well,
okay. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry
guys.
Christmas. Or have a festive holiday season. Lots
and
of food.
We'll be back. After Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, we'll be back first in with the list.
Would we? No, January 1st is a Monday.
Oh, well, we'll talk about it on the following
classic
Saturday.
Monday news. But yeah, have a nice holiday.
Bye.
Bye.